Why is the Trumitin important? Because the halacha is that Mid'e Raisa, we're supposed to blow a tekiah, a truah, and a tekiah. We're supposed to blow that three times. Three sets. The mitzvah day rice is three sets of tekiah, truah, and tekiah. Mid'e Raisa, once we've done tekiah, truah, tekiah, we're yoseh. Then Chazal said that we should blow the shofar al seder abroches. Takanas Chazal. Chumash, you don't have that. And originally, we used to blow shofar during shachris. Al seder abroches, ma'azan hosfar shofars. Now, as you know, so the Rambam records that in the Gemara there was a question as to what is a truah. Right? Is a truah, we know that a truah is a crying sound. We know that tekiah is a upbeat, cheerful sound. We know that the truah is a downbeat, crying sound. But we don't know exactly whether it's a crying sound or whether it's a worrying sound. Is it a kol bechi or a kol de'oga? So, the way the Rambam understands it, the way Roy Bishonim explained it, is that at some point there was a suffix, and we don't know whether the truah was what we call a truah, or whether the truah was what we call a shvarim, or whether the truah was a shvarim truah. That was the suffix. So since we don't know, so we blow all three. So that means that after the drasha, before we begin Hinani, so we blow three kinds of tekiah, truah, tekiahs. We blow the tekiah, shvarim, truah, tekiah. We blow the tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. We blow the tekiah, truah, tekiah. And according to Rambam, it's because of the suffix, beginning of Perek Gimel. Now, the Rif quotes the Gaonim who say that it wasn't a suffix, but there were different hagim that were, yet each one is acceptable. But the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, don't quote that. They say that it was a suffix, and therefore, in order to be v'nimtza minyan atkiyas shloshim kedei listalek min asafik. So the din day rice is accomplished before we say it, before we begin Musaf. And then in Musaf, we do the kind of mitzvah, the Rabbanon, of saying that Shefer is al Seder HaBrachis. The person, Rachman al-Lathan, can't come to Shul, so we blow 30 kolos. We don't do 100 kolos, 30 kolos, because that's the mitzvah day rice, having taken care of the Sveikas, which Shulchan Aruch should be concerned about. That one of the rules of a truah is that a truah should be the same size as a tekiah. So the Gemara darshans that a teruah is a three units. The Rambam has, our gist of the Rambam is shtei tekiah, shir teruah, Kishtei tekios. So that is probably a difficult girsa. But the Gemara says that a truah is like three shvarim, and a tekiah is like three shvarim. Is that correct? No, a shever is three truas, and the tekiah is three shvarim. So it means the tekiah is nine units. So the Gemara says that we should have nine unit truos, nine unit shvarim, and therefore nine unit tekiahs. However, when we blow a tekiah shvarim to a tekiah, so then our truah is already an 18 unit truah. And then we should try to make the tkiyas 18 unit tkiyas. Right, so that's why the tkiyas have a... Hayilala hu sha'anu karim truah. V'anacha zu sha'anu zu'ach zu sha'anu karim oisen shloisha shvarim. Shir Shloisha Shvarim Ketruah. So your Truah is 9 units. Your Shvarim are 9 units broken into 3, 3, and 3. And then your Tki is 9 units. What's a unit? A Trumit. What's a Trumit? It's the shortest possible sound you can get out of a Shofar. I don't believe that a Trumit is as a universal measure. It's every Shofar and every Baal Tekeya define the... It's not going to be vastly different. It'll all be in the same number of nanoseconds, whatever. Right? But a Baal Tekeya before Yom Tov, so he figures out how long are his... What's the true meat that he has to work with? And how many seconds should be his Shever, should be his Tekeyas. Right? He has somebody... Baal Tekeya takes somebody and says, you know, look at the clock and count out. See, he does, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 truas, and the guy looks at the clock and how many seconds it takes, because it's hard to measure a trua. You can't, and then you work it by average, how long is every trua and how long is every shvar and every tkiya. There are balei tekei and there are makrim who actually stand there with a watch to... I don't do that, because I don't think that's what Chaz indicated by any of the Chazal or the Svar. But I listen for, I imagine in my mind how long the truest I count out, and my fingers and the Svarim I listen in my mind. It could be that what you take. When it usually works out that a true is... 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and tkiyas are for the tkiya, true tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, so they are, the tkiyas are, again, 2 to 3 seconds, and the for the teshrats, they're 3 to 5 seconds. That thing's very, very long. For someone just over here. All right, so that's what the trumits are. Go ahead.
Shabura has, like, at a certain point, he makes like a summary of everything that's going on. The Shulchan Aruch has a lot of different things, a lot of Yeshonos, whatever, so he kind of just like summarizes at one point.
Yeah.
But he says that when it comes to the tzkiyas, like it could be marach. It's not, you don't have to be super.
Yeah, no, you can be marach on any. You can
by all of them, even. So.
Yeah, most Baalei Tekiya don't do 9 truas and stop. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to yourself, you can't hear the 9. So most do more than 9. That's the basic, that's your basics. Now, the difficulty that comes up, in the question that comes up from the time of the Ramban until modern times is how long should the Shever be? This is the hak in the yeshivas. But are we going back for 100 years? How long should the Shever be? So, l'chor, the Shever should be 3 units. However, if your Shever is 3 units, so then, according to Rashi, your tkiya only has to be 3 units for your tarat and tashat. Right? We paskin that you have to have 9 truas, and that therefore your shvara, every shever is 3, and every tkiya is 9, everything's gavaldi. No problems. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita that all you need is 3 truos, and therefore your shever is, and therefore your tkiya is going to be, only has to be 3 truos. And then, if that's the case, then your shever could easily be confused with the tkiya. And you could end up having tekiah. Right? Tekiah. And the Makri says shvarim trua. And you end up having tekiah trua. So there are many reasons why Klal Yisrael was not nervous about this for many years, for hundreds of years. One reason is we don't pass like Rashi. We pass in the true is 3, and the tekiah is, and the true is 9, and the tekiah is 9, and the shemer is 9 split up into 3, Shalom Yisrael. Right? There's another approach that says that even if Rashi is, even if we would follow Rashi, so when I'm doing a tekiah, shvarim tekiah, I don't have to worry about my, that Rashi said that a tekiah only has to be as long as the truth is 3. That's true for a tekiah, true a tekiah. But in the context of a tekiah, shvarim tekiah, I'm dividing my tekiah being longer. However, so then that was in the mahalach. But because of that chashash, so in the list for yeshivas, they adopted the Ramban's approach. The Ramban said you don't have to worry about this concern because a shever sounds different than a tekiah. A shever is a broken tone. A shever is a da'oga. A tekiah is a flat tone. So therefore the Ramban says, what are you worried about? You'll never mix up your tekiah with your shever. Tekiah is flat and a shever is, it's tzebrachin. And that's what became known in the Litzvah Yeshivas as the Tu'utus. Right? Because it's a, you change pitch. You know what I'm referring to? Hooked shvarim?
Right?
I can show you, but if you... So the... there would be a regular shemer. So that would be a broken shemer. Right? So... so that's the Ramban's. Now, is the Ramban a perfect solution? No. Because the Mitzvah says that when you change pitch, you're really breaking your tone. So the Mitzvah says that what I just blew was a true one, that wasn't a shever. Right? So that's where the mitzvah was, it was not really taken seriously by the Litvish yeshivas, and therefore different Litvish balei tekeya will adopt a broken shever. Right? I don't know why it had to be broken twice. I think it would just be. To me, that would be and that's a kol da'oga. So again, so the derech hamelech is not to worry about this. There is a in Lithuanian yeshivas, they were worried and they introduced the idea of having curled shvarim, broken shvarim. And in certain, in German communities, so there the shever was a flat shever because they held like the Ritva. Because, how do I know that? Because the enemy of Yekesha Trua, and it's, in our shul you have a Yekesha Trua, so you can do it. The archers are usually, but a Yekesha Trua is. Like a Teimani Trua, right? So the, why do the Yekas do that? Because they must hold like their Ritva. So Western European Shaifras were always the Shever was flat, not curled, and their Truas were not catatonic. They were rolled. Why? Because the Ritva holds, and when you change pitch, that is enough of a break. So, if the Ritva was listening to a Litvish Shever, he would say, that's a Shua. That's a Utu, is not a Shevet. Right? So again, so let's summarize. The Pashtus is, and the way that most Balei Tekeya have been doing it for centuries, is that the Tekeya was 9 or 18 units long, that the Shever was 3 units long, and the Teruah was, Shever was 3 units, and the Teruah was 9 units. That's why Klal Yisrael did it for hundreds of years. And that's Gevaldik, and kind of the mitzvah. In the last, at some point, in the Lithuanian Shivas, so they raised the question, it's simply in Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Berurah discussed it. They raised the question that should we be choshesh for Shitas Rashi, which says that a shever, that says that a shever, if it's 3 units long, can be confused with a tekiya of a tarat and tashat. Right? So many say you don't have to worry about it. If you do worry, how are you going to worry about it? So the solution which was suggested in the Litzvashi Yeshivas was to follow the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Tekiah and the Shvarim are not the same tone, and different in size. They are different tones. A Tekiah is a flat tone and a Shever is a curled tone. All right. And that's Mukubal. And so I'm just pointing out that the Western European approach was not that they didn't think of the Ramban, they held against the Ramban, because they held that a change of pitch is a broken call. So they held a change of pitch, Maraya, that their Teruah was a curled tone. Right. In our shul, if you both Sam Levy and Shimi do truas that are like Western European truas. So the Litvish solution is not a perfect solution. But that's the what in, I would say nowadays probably most Balei Tekeya do a Tzibroch and a Shever. And teruahs that are catatonic and not teimani or yekshe teruahs. There's one other kenech, and that is, and this is Shulchan Aruch, whether the shvarim teruah is supposed to be done in one breath or two breaths. Right? In other words, when we said that a teruah is either a shvarim or a teruah or a shvarim teruah. So is a shvarim teruah one long sound, or is a shvarim teruah supposed to be shvarim, break, teruah? What did Chazal have in mind? They said, do a shvarim teruah, because sometimes a person begins to cry by having a da'aga, worry, and then and you break down. So that's the machlekes rishonim. So the Rama writes, the Minhag Ashkenaz is shtei neshimas. The Shulchan Aruch says we should try to do both. So in the first set, we should do neshima achas, and the second set, shtei neshimas. And the Rama says... Right. So the truth is that that's the Rama says... Two neshimas, he says, ve'im l'shanois. This is already in many bate kinesias also, coming in more from the Litvish yeshivas, follow Shulchan Aruch, but the reason being is that we understand that the man de Omer holds shtei neshimas, holds that you are yotzei if you neshima achas. But the man de Omer insists on neshima achas, says you would not be yotzei to shtei neshimas. Now the one who says shtei neshimas, that's a chadchila, but b'yevad yotzei. So therefore the practice in most shuls is that the first set is neshima achas, and the second set is shtei neshimas. And you'll pick it up because the makri, during the first set, will say shvarim teruah. And during the second set, will say shvarim trua, and that's to remind the Baal Tekeya to do a take a breath in between.
Is that how we should be knowing?
Who's we?
Because like,
we wait.
Paying in the shul.
If you're in charge, then that's a good thing to do. If you're not in charge, so you can't ask the Baal Tekeya Erev Rosh Hashanah to. It's the kind of thing you have to discuss. You have to work with the Baal Tekeya setting Rosh Chodesh El already.
What if you're it's like a situation where someone needs to hear shofar.
Yeah.
Like you're not blowing 100 kolos, you're blowing 30 kolos.
Problem in Ashkenaz is probably Stenishim is probably.
Also, I
think the Maril Diskin, I believe. I think that's who it was. I'm sure the Brisker of Maril Diskin would spend his Rosh Hashanah afternoon having different Baalei Tekeya come to him in order to be able to do all the different shitas. Right, in other words, if you do all the different shitas, you want to have Shtei Neshimas with curled Shvarim and Shtei Neshimas with flat Shvarim. So then and then you want to have Neshim Achas with, so you can, so he would exhaust his Baalei Tekeya. There's also another issue that comes up, and that is most Baalei Tekeya will have a two pitch tekiya, because it's very hard to have a one pitch tekiya. You have to really work at it. So according to Ritva, that might be a problem. We're not machmer in that usually, but the person went. But I assume that the Maral Diskin was concerned about that also. So he used to exhaust his. So he used to have different Baalei Tekeya would come to him over the course of the afternoon. And I don't know exactly, but it sounds to me that they would get. He would tell the Baal Tekeya what he needs to hear, and then he would sort of exhaust him. And the next guy would come in, and so it sounds like to me. So when you ask what a person should do, if a person has understands the sugya, and then in the afternoon wants to take care of some of the shittas, that would make sense.
And blowing for yourself.
Yeah. But I think most shuls now try to cover for most of the shittas.
When Rebbe says that where the pitch changes in its kia, if it once it changes, let's say like you're going and it you're blowing and it changes like right at the beginning, but then you kind of stay straight the rest of the way through.
Yeah.
Or you would say with like the end piece, or would you technically, according to the Ritva, have to stop and do it again to try to get the straight one?
L'chari b'yotzei. As long as you begin counting your 9 true mitin or 8 true mitin from the
new pitch.
But we're not knowing that. Why? Because the mission says kol ha'koyles k'sheres. Now, kol ha'koyles k'sheres means it doesn't matter whether it's a low call or a high pitched call or any call works. So now the question: well, what about if it's a 2-tone call? 2-pitch call. So some say, and most assume, it's also kol ha'koyles k'sheres. The Ritva's one says no. That's that kol ha'koyles k'sheres means whatever pitch you use, and whether it's a tsarud, whether it's hoarse, or whether it's clear, they'll all work. But 2-pitch is you wouldn't accept. But if you have 9 trumitin after the change of pitch, that'd be fine.
I saw also quoted. There's a
2-2-2
versus the
2-2-2. Right. The Rav, when he was a young man, he was a child. He was mechadesh 2-2s, a shever that's changed pitch twice, and the story is that he was mechadesh that in order to solve the problem that we discussed, and apparently Rav Chaim was very happy with it. But I don't understand. What was that?
Which one is this?
The Utu. But I never understood why you need to change the pitch twice. I didn't understand that.
What about 2-2-2?
And you mean 5-5? You mean
just 2-2-2? Like that? I can't remember.
2 units. A shever with
each shever having 2-2-2. Something like that.
That's what in the
Dershu, when they quote those shitas, they quote as the main for the main shita of the Luther Shishivas, quotes that one, and then it quotes the 2-2 as a secondary one.
What's the first one they quote? Is it
2-2? That's like when they're writing it out. 2-2-2.
know what you mean.
According to the Ritva, changing pitch twice, that would that not? According to the Ritva, wouldn't that satisfy the Shvarim in the shortest amount of time?
The Ritva would call that a trua.
Why would that be a trua?
Because you change pitch, he's setting in a whole new call.
So it says that whenever you change pitch, that's the definition of a trua.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not changing pitch breaks up the call.
Well. Right, or any time of a curl, any time you like the tame and him, we go so everyone is it's, but they never actually stop. The Eastern Europeans actually stop in between.
No, we never.
There's no shittas that say that changing pitch is like a break in the call. What was Rebbe saying?
That's what the Ritva says.
So then, why wouldn't changing pitch twice be a good shvar?
Because you make because when you cut up your shavuot so much, it becomes truer.
No, I'm saying not three tu'utus. Why wouldn't one tu'utu be a shvarim?
Because a tu'utu.
It's not long enough.
No, because a tu'utu means that you've changed your pitch twice. Tu'utu.
Right. So shouldn't that be three kolos?
It's like three truers. Not a shavuot.
I read it wrong. It was the quote tu'u.
Yeah.
And then
tu'u. Oh, yeah. So I understand the tu'u. I don't understand the tu'u.
They quote it from the Sefer Mikra Kodesh.
From Chassid Pesach. You can find it in Modu Muzvan. Rosh Sternbach discusses that, but I just I don't understand it. I don't understand why. From the Ramban, I don't get it.
What's the Temani Trua?
A curled. It doesn't. They don't stop. We stop, we go and the Temanim go they don't stop in between, they just curl it.
It's probably exhausting.
It depends if you know how to do it. There's
I'm using those big ones.
No, it's much easier. I just lower it down.
Yeah.
But that's one of the fascinating Rambams. The Rambam holds that those shofars are not good.
Yeah.
The big ones?
Yeah.
And then they're considered the Temani shofars. Tema never been anything against the Rambam, but it's not really.
Yeah, it's a Pella.
It's a dolphin.
The Rambam, we hold that it can use a shofar from every animal, but from a ram is the preferred. Mm-hmm. The Rambam writes, Kol HaShofars Psulin. The only shofar that's good is a ram. So the other one that comes from a different animal.
It's an African. It's not even from Tamar. It's from the I don't know if Rebbe knows. I can't remember his name. There's a guy who does all these things in from Beit Shemesh.
The American.
But he he like researched this and like.
Oh, Zivotofsky.
Zivotofsky, yeah.
Yeah.
So he came to Rish and did a whole presentation about specifically the Temani shofaros, whatever. He ended up saying like they're really just from some, like kind of like an ibex kind of thing, in some weird funky place in Africa.
But did he explain how the Temani latched onto it?
Yeah, that it just eventually someone brought it like one time, and they just like, and like it was the only shofar they had around, and they just assumed that it was like.
Right, it's one of its pellet. It's a. I mean, it's the kosher shofar. When's Yotze? But it's a pella that is what Simon is saying, that the Temanim who always follow the Rambam Shita, in this particular case, where the Rambam says it's Mamsh not good, the Rambam says it's not Yotze. So the Temanim took on the. Of Kapach, who was a Temani Rav, he discusses that in his, how did this happen? But over here in America, it's become more of a little bit of a gift item, and
it's from Jerba. Oh man!
So it's but to have the old little shofar is better because it's Shita Saramba. That's Kohen Rami not Yotze. Good. Okay, it's late. Okay, thank you very much. Shalom Yizaycha. תחסיב עכשיו טוב, שביר, וגאו מירושמיים, וגאו נשמח המצווס, ונראות, continue to be on our way, ביתם חבלי חכרם, שמאסטר נהן דיימא, ומאסטר השוטר, מאסטר רובסו.